as a business owner, there's only so much you can do by yourself. You have your own audience, you have your own content, your own time, your own resources. But if you want to expand to that next level, you have to get better at asking people for help. And that's what we're going to talk about on this episode of Breakthrough Success. In case you don't guys know me already, I'm Mark Verde, host of the show. We do a whole bunch of episodes each week helping you guys achieve personal and professional success. Our guest who joins us in this episode is the co-founder and co-CEO of Alignment Essentials, which is a health and wellness company spanning the fitness, self-improvement, and mindfulness spaces. Our guest is the creator of the Warrior Workout, Moving Meditations, Inspirational Conversations, and all of the Alignment Essentials programming content. Our guest who joins us is none other than Jenny Roberts. Jenny, welcome.
Hey, Mark. So happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
It is a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success. And I feel like there's such an important theme of asking for help and putting yourself in that spot. And I feel like there are so many people who they feel like asking for help is a sign of weakness, or they feel like it's something that they shouldn't be doing for their business. They should just look at the things they can be doing. So what advice do you have for people to get more comfortable asking people for help on growing their business?
Well, it really is a great question. And I think it's a fine line for people, because particularly for the creative people, we all have our own ideas. We want to protect our own ideas. Some of us have had experiences where people have tried to maybe not so kindly adopt our ideas, if you will. Mm-hmm. And, it's our intellectual property, so it's personal, right? It's really personal. But at the end of the day, we have to get real about how many people we really want to help. So I think it comes down to really understanding how to get out of our own way in order to help more people. I had an epiphany at one point in my career when one of my mentors, I was in a large group, and he was identifying, okay, how many people here really, just want to help people in this area of wellness? And, this is what you want to do. You want to teach it, you want to, et cetera. And of course I jumped right up, save the world, right? And he immediately said, you all should be just a little bit ashamed. And he didn't use that word, but that was the connotation there, And what he was saying was, you're one person, and as one person, and this was before technology was really, had expanded, you can only help so many people. So you've got to build a team. And I knew that on a professional and personal level as an athlete, because I had a team. I had trainers, I had healers, I had my chiropractor, I had my physical therapist, I had all the people that would help me be able to be the best that I could be in what I was doing. But when it came to taking then what I had to offer and passing it on to others, I really was trying to do it all by myself.
Yeah. And I do feel like so many people, they won't take the time to build the team. They won't take the time to go and look for extra people who can help them with spreading their message. And there's a really great point in that team building aspect, because having people around you who they're your mentors, they're your network, or just delegating some tasks to someone else, I feel like those are big steps, especially the delegation piece. So how do we get better at building the type of team that can help us with spreading our message?
I think one of the first things is to look at not necessarily what you aren't good at, but really look at what you want to do. Probably the things that you want to do are the things that you're really good at, right? Most of us don't necessarily want to attack the things that we're not comfortable, that we don't enjoy. We all have to do a little bit of that, but you're going to have your gifts. You know what they are. You know what you like. You know what you're good at. So why not peel off some of the other things, not try to control everything? You've got to let go of that control. Say, okay, this is my lane. This is what I'm really good at. I can still work with other people. I don't have to give away all of the control, but I don't want to micromanage either. I've got to allow people to come in, help me, and let them do their job.
Yeah, and that's a great point, letting people do their job, because when you are delegating as an online business owner, it's very easy to micromanage and feel like you have to look over every piece of work that someone else is doing before they get the okay to move on. And it is important to just let people do their jobs, give them the training, like, so they know what they're doing. But there is a point where you just have to pull back and trust people with that type of responsibility. And asking for help to grow, in part, is network building. So what's your advice for people looking to surround themselves with the types of people who can help them get to that next level?
So I would say definitely look for the people that are good at what you're not good at. Now, there's got to be a good synergy there, in my opinion. I have made some choices in partnerships that weren't the best choices for me. And I understand where I kind of took a turn there that didn't serve me. And that just is experience. You might have to go through a few people before you land on the people that, you know, you're compatible with. So you just have to know there's a little bit of sifting and sorting, but get clear about what you want to do. And then look for those people that are really excited to do the things that you're not, you know, aren't your strengths. And then give them that space and give yourself time to build the trust, because you have to trust them.
Yeah. And it's important to trust the people who you want to have helping you out. I mean, trust goes a really long way, and it just allows you to better receive the relationship. So part of when you're thinking about surrounding yourself with the right people, make sure you trust them. It's not just about skill set. It's about what that relationship can develop into in the long term.
This point you're making, I think, is just absolutely huge. If your listeners can, you know, really get their head around that point, it's a game changer, because then what happens is you really start learning from other people. You know, my business partner that I currently work with, we're co-founders of the company, and we're very good at different things, and we're both very creative, and it's a great synergy, but it's been a work in progress. You have to learn how to work together. You know, you're going to hit bumps in the road. You're not always going to agree on everything. That's the way you want it to be. You want people to question you, not in a negative way, but in an empowering way. This is when you're able to start learning from one another, and everyone is bringing equal value to the table.
Yeah. And one of the ways that this can really help people accelerate their businesses, and you talk about bringing equal value, is an affiliate relationship where, and there's other ways to do this, like collaborations, which I like to do on my YouTube channel where I talk about self-publishing. But with these types of relationships, it's either you promote that person on your platform, they promote you on their platform, and you also have the affiliate structure in place. And I do feel like a big mistake people make is they just start reaching out to people when they need them. So how can we get more intentional at reaching out to people just to build that genuine relationship, just to stay in tabs, instead of, oh, I have this product and I haven't reached out to you in 3 years, and now I am because I need affiliates, and would you love to come on board?
Yeah, it's a little cold, right? It's a little cold. Yeah. And, you know, most people are in sales, whether they want to admit it, like sales or don't. I mean, if you have kids, you're definitely in sales. So, you know, there's a lot of different perspectives of sales, but I think you're on really, it's important to remember that you've got to keep it real with people. You know, don't tap dance. If you're going to contact somebody and you haven't talked to them in 5 years, just be straight up about it. You know, don't dance around it. And in my opinion, I really wouldn't do that. I'd start rebuilding the relationship. I'd start doing touches. And then I would just line that up. You know, in my mind, I would set the intention. Hey, I haven't thought about that person in a long time. I'd be authentic about it. You know, you're huge on authenticity. And I'd be really authentic about it. I'd say to them, you know, after a few touches, you know, you've been on my mind. I thought about you 3 months ago, or whatever the real story was. This is how I thought we could bring value to one another. This isn't a one-way street. You know, I know Sabrina and I would love to have you on our show. So, you know, we definitely are going to do that invite. And it's a matter of all working together for the common good. And you have to really kind of push the ego out of the way and realize there is enough to go around for everyone. there's no reason to feel like there aren't enough people. You know, we all get, sometimes we go through those phases of desperation, like, oh my gosh, you know, I gotta find people. Just relax. And one of the phrases that my husband says a lot, which I find extremely valuable, is be quick to listen and slow to speak. Because if you can listen, you'll find a need. And then you'll have a question. And you'll be able to really find out if there's anything that you have that would really help the person that you're talking to. So if you're authentic in wanting to help people, you'll never run out of people. And it's all about building the relationships.
Yeah, I mean, relationships, I mean, they're just vital for any business that wants to grow. I mean, that's why I do podcasting, because it allows me to put myself in front of so many people and build all these awesome relationships, one conversation at a time, not just with guests on the show, but all you guys listening. So whether you're working out while listening, or you're just chilling on the couch and listening, however you're listening to this, thank you guys for choosing Breakthrough Success. And I do want to get into something, because you've done a lot of different projects, like the Warrior Workout, Moving Meditations, Inspirational Conversations. So there's a lot of different projects you've done. And part of that is definitely the partnership and having this openness where you do ask people for help. Would you say that that has been the main factor? Or would you also want to add in there have been like some other things that have really driven you to see all these projects come into fruition?
Yeah, I would say passion and purpose are definitely in there. You know, if anybody would have told me at the age of 50 plus, I was going to start a whole new business, I said, oh, no, no, please. Thank you, dear. But no, we're on the other end of this now. We're going to sit back and chill and, you know, kind of just relax in life. But when you have this passion and you're really on purpose, it almost has a life of its own. And so if you're willing to ask for help, it doesn't need to be as overwhelming. You know, if you're trying to do it all by yourself, it's going to be totally overwhelming. And you're probably going to burn out and you're going to want to be doing other things. But if you've got help, you're having an off day, somebody else is having a really exciting day. You know, there's a balance that happens when you have help. And that is absolutely key. That's the only reason why I continued to develop these programs. And it's interesting because when I decided to break off on my own away from any other brand, I had worked for a lot of other companies and helped them make a lot of money and become very successful. And I hadn't really done it in my own right. And when I decided to do that, it was really by default. It was really a result of getting kicked to the curb. And so just saying, okay, I can just be done. You know, it's not like I haven't worked. Or I could dabble in my own stuff and see what happens. And when you try it, when you start that, when you just set that intention and you identify that passion and purpose, it doesn't necessarily matter how big it is. You know, I just want it to be manageable, but the creativity flows. So we've got like 7 programs. I've got 10 more in my head. You know, they just come. It's like all the time. I'm like, ooh. So I have to, as one of our mutual mentors would say, you know, pick a chakra because you've got to focus too, you know, when you're creative. You don't want to be spinning so many plates that, you know, you're out of control that way as well. And you're not really bringing anything to fruition. And having help will force you to do that, you know, because those people who are there to help you will go, whoa, let's finish what we started here and then move on to the next thing. So I would say it's my gift to pump this stuff out, but I do need help in controlling my focus because it's essential to the success.
Yeah, I mean, focus is going to be that main driver. And there's an important point here where the people you surround yourself with, I mean, they're going to help you up. If you're having a bad day, other people around you are having a good day, they could rub some of that off on you and your day could get a little better. So there's a lot of different things that happen when you do start asking people for help and you start these mutual beneficial relationships. And I mean, it turns into podcast interviews. It turns into YouTube collaborations. It could turn into a lot of different things. And I think for people who want to follow you guys, I'm wondering, where do we go to follow your content?
Awesome. Yeah, I'd love to share that. And I do just want to mention that, you know, you had a great impact on us. When we're in that environment with the icons, you know, I'm being totally honest, it's huge because you're helping us. That's us asking for help. And you're giving us that feedback. And that is extraordinary, you know, because you're doing it. You've already been there. You've already done it. So thank you for that. We'd love for everyone to take a peek at our website, which is www.alignmentessentials.com. Just like it sounds, Alignment Essentials. Just email us at info@alignmentessentials.com, and we've got a free gift for you. We are giving away right now free content to help everybody with their stress level in today's where we are today. And we feel that's really, really important. So we'll have a very special gift for everyone there, and look forward to hearing from your listeners. And can't wait to have you on our show, which is Alignment Essentials, Inspirational Conversations for Living in Alignment. So we can't wait to have you on.
I'll definitely be on that show. So definitely, Breakthrough Success listeners, if you want to see the reversal of this conversation, go check out their show. I will be up there eventually. And once again, thank you for coming on Breakthrough Success. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks so much, Sabrina. And I really appreciate you, Mark. Have a great one.